Tuesday morning, we wake up to the news that Paddy Dangerfield has been given two games down to one. I say we wake up to what we knew yesterday.
Yep.
But Roo,
he'll wake up to it. He'll be thinking, should we contest this?
A lot of questions have come out since last night, and some good questions I'll throw at you, Roo. The one of Paul Roos has this filter, if you like, that he put to the boys yesterday on the rush hour. Should you miss the grand final for it? It's a good question.
Yeah, but I don't think that's a way. You can't look at it like
Why?
That. Well, because that's not the way the rules are.
No, do you miss a game? If the next week's the grand final, is it that bad that you miss the grand final? And I'd have to say no. It's nowhere near that.
No, but is that, when's that ever been the way that you, is that what he would like
that's
it to be?
That's his filter for
the
deciding
future, for
whether,
everything.
Well, whether in his own brain, he looks at any incident and says, well, is it that bad that you should miss a grand final? I think it's a good question.
Okay.
To
well, if you look at what Luke Hodge has been suspended for, you'd be frightened. He's got his third fine for an absolute tiny little love tap to the stomach of a Sydney player. And because it's his third fine this year, he gets an automatic game. That's a joke too. I don't like that at all.
All right, but tell me about Dangerfield. Well, how do you really feel about this?
Look, I don't mind him getting a game this time around for the tackle, all right? What I don't like is the fact that you're ineligible for the Brownlow. I think the Brownlow is the best and fairest player in the competition. You are still a fair player in my eyes, and in 99.9% of people's eyes, I would think, if you commit a tackle or if you have bad luck in an incident when you say you go for a bump, you shouldn't be ineligible for a Brownlow medal for bad luck or an accident. What you should be banned for is when you deliberately do a violent act, whether it's an elbow to the head, a punch to the face. That is what the Brownlow medal was meant to be back in whenever it was, 1920-something. Okay. We are trying to protect the game. We're trying to clean it up. We're trying to make it safe for kids to play and all of that. And we're trying to stop concussions so that when you pin the arms of a player and take them to the ground, sometimes nothing goes wrong and sometimes something does go wrong. When you go to bump a player dits, and I got suspended for it once, you go to hit them in the chest, and if they trip from someone else and all of a sudden their head moves a foot in a millisecond, you're not trying to break their jaw, but sometimes you do. That you shouldn't be ineligible for a Brownlow for that. That's bad luck. I do not agree with losing a Brownlow medal for bad luck. I think that should be for Thomas Bugg, who punches someone in the face, or if someone elbows someone in the head, that's what you should be. That's what I'm worried about.
So what should Danger have done? He tackled a bloke. I thought until Cruiser hits the ground, it's the perfect tackle. Pins his arms, drags him down.
Yeah, and what they've changed, though, in that ditz is that they don't want blokes getting driven into the ground, all right? Now, you can argue about it, whether it's right or wrong, whether it's soft or not, whether it's gone too far or not. They just don't want blokes being concussed if they don't have to. And Danger, like, you can tackle blokes in two ways. You can wrap their arms around and pin their arms, or you can actually grab their arms. And that's what he has been doing a bit lately, is grabbing their arms and almost, you know, it's a type of chicken wing, if you want to call it that, without getting too technical, where it is dangerous. I saw him tackle Matt Crouch, I think, earlier on in the year, and I thought, gee, that could pop his shoulder out. But
But hang on. Now you're getting, you can't run to a bloke and say, I'm going to tackle him in a way that I don't hurt his shoulder. I don't knock
grabbing
his head
arms
on the ground.
And flinging him back. You know, Chris Judd got done. There's a difference between that. I played a lot of footy. I never did it once. All right? There's a technique for it. I think it is dangerous. But the biggest thing with my issue is the Brownlow medal. Whether he should miss the game this week or not, you know, I don't know. It's 50-50. People are split on it.
Well, they are. I want to make a broad statement here.
But the bigger thing with the Brownlow ditz, being a back-to-back Brownlow medalist is a big thing for his life and the history of the game.
Sure.
It doesn't sit comfortably with me.
No, he shouldn't. I think you've summed it up beautifully. And the fact that watching the TV shows last night, Wayne Carey, a great of the game, says, yes, he should definitely be rubbed out. Yet on the other hand, Luke Darcy and someone else on the panel goes, no, Brian Taylor. No, he shouldn't be rubbed out. The confusion for me means that Gillon McLachlan right now has to sort out a few of these issues in the game. One of them is the match review panel. Has to sort it out because too much confusion and no one actually knows what's right or wrong.
Yeah. Look, there's always going to be a bit of grey area, isn't there, Ditz, with that sort of stuff. But, you know, grey area whether you miss a week compared to grey area where you be ineligible to win back-to-back Brownlows. There's a fair bit of difference in it. I mean, the one game this week could make a huge difference too. They play Friday night. Do they actually want a distraction for the next couple of days?
No.
Because they're going to do that at 11 o'clock today. That means the tribunal will be tomorrow night, which was Wednesday.
Yep.
And they've got to play 2 days later. Not that Danger doesn't mind a bit of media. you know,
do you think so?
I don't think it'll fuss him too much, but it'll be a bit of a distraction for the rest of the players anyway. But, yeah, I can't say much more than that. I think they should change the rules.
Well done, Root.